knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is rosieh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
But if you look in John's gospel writing, John chapter 8, beginning at verse 31, you're going to find these words. It says, "Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, he said, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Amen. They answered him, "We be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free?" Look what Jesus come back to him. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." Praise God. "And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the son abides forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Amen. I want to talk on this thought, praise God. A freedom that lasts. A freedom that lasts. Throughout this month of February, many people within these United States and many others from various parts of the world will celebrate Black history. A month where we reflect on the major as well as the minor inventions, discoveries, and accomplishments of Black people. And it is fitting that Black History Month follows the month in which the slavery of Black people in this country supposed to have been ended. Amen. See, history tells us that on September the 22nd, 1862, praise God, Abraham Lincoln, President of these United States, he issued what is called his first or preliminary Emancipation Proclamation. Oh, I'm gonna get where I got to go. And in that document, he warned that unless the states of the Confederacy returned to the Union, by January the 1st, 1863, that he would declare their slaves to be found free. And of course, you know, they didn't stop. And then the Emancipation Proclamation, as we know it, it was signed on that date. Yeah. Praise God. That's January the 1st. Uh-huh. Amen. 1863. At 12 o'clock, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. And most of you, praise God, as well as I, know that the Emancipation Proclamation did not end slavery in the United States. It, along with other freedom documents, begs the question, when will we really be free? Amen. You see, oppressed people throughout the ages have asked this question. Black Americans have also been asking the same question. And our heroes and our champions have kept us, praise God, looking to the day when we will be able to stand universally and declare that we are truly liberated, amen, with a lasting freedom. Amen. I'm glad I got a lot of these young folks in here today. You see, if you would allow me over the next 4 or 5 hours, if you would allow me, I would like to do a small comparison. Amen. I thought I would get somebody's attention. Between the experiences of Black Americans and that of the Old Testament Jews. You see, our struggle for freedom and independence, as well as our subsequent meandering, has closely paralleled that, amen, of the ancient Hebrews. Oh yeah, you see, what biblical history has revealed is that the Jews thought they would be free if they could escape the shackles of slavery in Egypt. Yeah, real freedom for them meant to leave Egypt and to enter a new era where they would have the opportunity to enjoy the good life. Oh yeah, and of course they left Egypt. You all know the story, praise God. But in the wilderness and in the promised land, they soon found themselves enslaved again. But this enslavement was not by external oppressors, but, amen, by internally, by a series of oppressors that dominated them. Oh yeah, you see, in Canaan, they found freedom, but it was not a freedom that lasted very long. Yeah, amen. And if I were to look at Black Americans, we have a similar story. See, for generations, our main quest was to free ourselves from external slavery. Our leaders, amen, including folks whose names are familiar to you, Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, Nat Turner, Harriet Tubman, and others, they fought against a system that legalized slavery. And you see, to many of us, freedom meant the ability to walk out of Egypt, that is, a man out of slavery and oppression. However, we too, like the Jews, found that though the chains were gone, Amen. We were, praise God, constantly facing the risk of re-enslavement. Yeah. Oh yeah, in other words, we were re-enslaved politically, socially, and economically. And oh yes, let me remind you that on January the 1st, 1863, we were freed from slavery. However, the years since have proven that it has not been a freedom that lasts. So as we look at our text today, Jesus is speaking, amen, to those Jews who believed on him. And he shared with them as well as he shared with us today. Praise God. Three things, amen, that would assure a freedom that lasts. Let me just give you the first one, lest I keep you too long. Praise God. The first one is that we must know the truth. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, we must know the truth. Amen. And so to make it correct, look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you must know the truth. Amen. You see, he said in verse 32, he says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Amen. That's something about the truth, and it's making us free. Because, you see, Jesus said that the truth will make you free. But the question is, what is the truth? Amen. You see, that just does not seem to be much need for the truth anymore. Amen. Can I say that again? Let me say that again. There just does not seem to be much need for the truth anymore. We claim to have freedom in America, but we do not seem to know what the truth is anymore. Oh, I'm going somewhere, y'all. You may sit there and look at me, but I'm going somewhere. You see, we live in a society where the truth does not seem to matter anymore. Amen. We have conspiracy theories. We have lies about stolen elections. We have lies to the point where it would cause people, praise God, to want to invade some of the most sacred things that we have today in our world. All because nobody seems to want to know what the truth is. Amen. You see, we have politicians, we have broadcasters, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have educators, amen, that lie to us without batting an eye. Amen. Don't you know that? I'm just trying to tell you, they will lie to promote their own agendas. Yeah, and the sad thing is that there are some in the church, amen, who would look you in the face and not tell the truth. Amen. So the question is today, what is